Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. We've waited a long time to give you this channel. And for over two decades, we have spoken of it in pieces and in parts. But now we sit in a place where we can honor it in a different way. The letter for this channel is an R. And it stands for remember. Now, if you were not here when the prophet Elijah ascended, how would you then remember it? And the answer is that all of you have human history at some level in your Akash. Now, we have not said this exact same thing before. But the human Akash is extremely complex, and it is related and interrelated with other humans, other souls, and yourself. You might say there are layers of Akashic remembrance. Individual soul, planetary history, and even that which would be Gaia. Because God is in each of us, these complexities are also there, and they're beautiful. Some of you have actually started to awaken to the potential that you might have been here. Not all, but it always happens when we bring many people to an area or a place that there would be a resounding to an energy and they would feel it and they would touch it. I want you all to remember something that happened very close to here, and it did, and we're going to speak of Elijah. For two decades, I have spoken of Elijah. And it's not because of his Jewish mastery. It's because of the lesson that he showed the planet about the one God. Picture for a moment what happened here. And all the times that I have spoken of the story, it is more real today. For you sit upon the land, very close to where it occurred. Think for a moment of a very wise master. And Elijah did many great things, and he indeed was wise, and God knew him. The man who was his understudy, the man who was going to someday take his mantle, a word we use that represents all that is Elijah's knowledge, his lineage, and his wisdom. This is what we call his mantle. Almost like a cloak, a coat that one would take off and put on another human being when he passes. And that man has a name, and it's pronounced many ways. In some cultures, it is Elisha, in some it is Elisha. You will find the story synchronistically in the Old Testament, written down as history, not too far from here. But those who created the history of the Jews are the ones who wrote it, and then it was discovered, also not too far from here. So what you might call the Holy Scriptures are a history of a people. In that which you would call 2 Kings, there is this story that I tell you. Elijah knew that his time was up. But he also knew at his level of vibration as a master that he would not pass through death. You might say to yourself, are these things accurate and true? For no human has yet to have done this on record past Elijah. And we get into these kinds of teachings we have said before. In these early days, there were masters on this planet who vibrated much, much higher than you do, leading all the way to that which you would call the Master Christ. High vibrating masters occurred many times in this land. They had to. They were examples for the planet of a loving God, one who communicates, one who is real, and one who cares. This was so different from what humanity actually thought the Creator was. And Elijah was no different, for this was his teaching, the great master who he was. He knew he could control the time he left. He knew when it was time. And how exactly that took place is Elijah's business. But he knew it. And he knew it enough in advance that he told Elisha to get ready. I have told this story many times, and it's an accurate and true one. But it also involves human nature, human perception, and a truth that we teach that Elijah showed us. It was time. And Elijah told Elisha, stand by to watch this process and write it down. For I am choosing my time of departure, and I'm going to ascend. As the story has it, Elijah literally walked out into the field, into the dirt you stand on, the dirt you sit on, the dirt that is here today. Think of it. It's the same dirt. It's the same energy. It's the same God. And then something miraculous happens. Elijah starts to transform. And so we are going to ask a question several times during this channel. At what point did God come down to collect Elijah? Was it now? The answer is no. So we continue. According to the writings of Elisha, who was watching all of this, and by the way, who would receive the mantle and also do great things, this man watched with open eyes as multidimensional things took place before them. What he saw was not in 3D. No prophet, no master saw God in 3D. Even the burning bush was a manifestation of perception of a human. A bush that is on fire that does not consume itself is more than a bush. Some say it had an angelic form or a voice, but it got his attention in that history story. Elijah has his story, and Elisha watched it. The transformation began. And if you want to know what took place at what point, I don't even think that Elisha knew. For he took it all in and watched. And the first thing he saw was light. A light that was so bright, he had never seen anything like it. It actually hurt his eyes. It happened on the ground. where Elisha had stood. Question, second time. Is this the time that God came down and got Elisha? And the answer is no. The story goes on. For in the perception of Elisha, he started to see shapes and even things that we can now tell you have numerological meanings. One of the things that he saw was a wheel. He didn't just see a wheel. He saw a wheel within a wheel. Now, this was his multidimensional perception. There was no wheel there. But it was being shown to Elisha that he might write it down. And we tell you what it means. Many have had conjecture. What would this mean? Many are correct. The circle, or the shape of the circle, is the perfect shape. And you will find it all through that which is spiritual history. It is the shape of the halo. The larger circle that he saw represented the unending love and purity of God. There is no beginning, and there is no end to a perfect circle. But Elisha saw two circles. One was within the larger one. The one within represented the human being's soul, and it was a circle. Never ending, no beginning, and no end. Slightly smaller than the big circle, which encompassed it completely in its arms. The two circles, one with the other, started to morph into something else. And Elisha called it, and he said, it looked like a chariot. And that chariot had three white horses. You have to understand then the numerology of the three. Three in ancient times, where they identified the numbers and the energies, would represent a catalytic energy. A catalyst is something that is always changing that around it. The three white horses, being horses and a chariot, meant that Elijah was about to ride somewhere. Elisha identified the chariot and gave it a name as the energy of Elijah in his Merkabah or Merkabah. Now that is to ride in Hebrew. The chariot of ascension was then identified for all humanity to understand. In Elijah's ascension, Elisha was showing what he was showing Elisha and telling the story of the human being's print, the multidimensionality of the sacredness of the human being. You were seeing Elijah's parts, his sacred parts, unfold right before Elisha's eyes. Third time I will ask it, is it time yet for the Almighty God, the Creator of the universe, to finally come down and get him? And the answer is no. For what Elisha said next, the chariot left the land along with the wheel within the wheel, the circle within the circle, in the sky in front of him, and everything went up together. And he watched his master, Elijah, disappear into the sky. The final lesson, the most important one, the one that I have been telling you for over 20 years. In you is God. God didn't have to come down and get Elijah, because God was in Elijah. And the energy that Elijah turned into was good enough to carry him into the heavens. It's you, in you. It's not what God does for you, or with you, or to you. You have God inside. Your ascension, that time of death for every single human, is the same. You leave on your own, and you ascend on your own. This was the greatest lesson of the Master Elijah, not too far from here. He identified through Elisha the Merkaba. He showed the numerology of the changing human soul, which is a representation of the fact that the soul returns. It's always changing. It doesn't go someplace and stay there, any more than God is always never changing. God changes as you change. The relationship is what changes. The God of Abraham is the God today. But the relationship of God to Abraham has changed greatly from the God to you. This is the change. This is the catalyst. This is the three. I've waited a long time to sit where it happened and finally reveal some of the metaphors that are so beautiful that Elisha gave us and that Elisha wrote down in such an order and such a way and such clarity that we could give you this information so many years later. Sit and honor this, for it didn't happen too far from here. Same God, same dirt, same place. Think on these things. It's beautiful. And so it is.